I'm Ann O'Neill, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next and you up next. Keep the wins on hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, go. Here's my vote. Shoot.
Yeah, baby, SLT Nation, what it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, KT and I have dedicated every bit of our energy to comb this country, and we are finding you rising superstars, super sensations in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. It's 2024. We've told y'all over and over again, this is the year of the Mamba. So everything we do is at the highest level. That's right, we are committed to bringing you the best stories, the most inspiration, and individuals who are going to be trailblazers and icons. And today, somebody ring the alarm, because we hit the mark. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we got one of the dopest TV personalities, one of the dopest sports analysts, commentators, and then guess what, ladies? She'll drop 30 points on you right now. That's right, we got the pistol in the building. Iowa State, make some noise for one of your very own Cedar Rapids. And O'Neill!
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
How you doing today, A.O.?
Oh my God, what an intro. I feel like we should be hooping right now in front of 20,000 fans. That was so amazing. I'm such an honor to be here with you guys.
Well, speaking of hooping, normally Kevin, he a little bit frisky. Kevin, he do a little chirping when the guests come on. He like, I can't wait till we get out there, because I'm going to challenge him to a 101. I'm going to play some, I'm going to shoot against him. But he ain't say nothing about you, Ayo. He don't want that smoke with you.
No, because I love how you do that. You make it seem like I'm the one that's always challenging people. You're the one that challenges people on my behalf.
That's minor semantics. Hey, if this is your first time checking out the SLT platform, welcome to the show. Welcome to the You Got Next experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. I'm gonna put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, man?
B. Jones, I feel like I got to match your energy for this episode, because I talked to Ann on the telephone, and I know she going to bring it. So guess what? I gotta step up, B. Jones. Let's go. I'm ready.
Well, speaking of stepping up, I want to look at you right now, and I want to say thank you, sir. Thank you for making this right here happen, because this is a special episode. I'm super excited about this. We hope y'all are excited about it, and y'all know what time it is. It is the moment of truth. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, a new game that we brought to the show that, to be honest with you, Kevin and I, we suck. That's right, but we're still early in the year. We're going to get better with this game, and it starts today. Kevin, are you ready? You committed to making this comeback? We're going to make a run, KT.
Let's go, man. I'm ready.
All right, so this is our version of Two Truths and a Lie. The rules are super simple. AO is about to give us three facts about herself. The only deal is she's going to sneak one of these facts in, will not be true at all. So Kevin and I will have exactly 60 seconds to deliberate amongst ourselves, work as a team, and to try to figure out which one of these facts is untrue. Hey, yo, give us your three facts.
Oh my God. Okay, first, I've worked with Dick Vitale, I've hung out with Beyonce, and I've traveled over 50 countries.
Ain't no way she hung out with Beyonce, KT.
Yeah, I think she made a game.
She can hoop. So I know she probably played, and she's commenting. So I'm gonna give her the countries. You said 50 countries?
Yeah.
50. That's a lot of countries. That's a lot of countries, KT. I don't know, man. That number is that's pretty high. I ain't even know we had 50 countries in the world. I'm from Louisiana. That's about 7 countries. No, but KT, man, I think she hung out with Dickie V. She cold enough.
Yeah, I think she has.
So we're going to put that. So now it's down to Beyonce in the 50 countries, both of which are ridiculously insane. Come on, KT. We got 30 seconds left, man. What you
let's
say?
Let's go to Beyonce, man.
All right. The lie is you have hung out with Beyonce. And if you tell me you have, I am about to blow a gap.
Oh, my God. Okay. The lie was that I've worked with Dick Vitale. I did meet him once when I was like 11. Yeah. But I have hung out with Beyonce. I was, let me think, a freshman in college. And she had a concert in Champaign, Illinois. And I was a freshman at Illinois, and they invited our basketball team out to a skating rink. So we basically roller skated with her and Destiny's Child there. So that is my Beyonce story. Before she was a real bae, but so Destiny's Child was so cool.
You know
then.
What? We were blindsided by Kevin. I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. Beyonce has been out for a while. Oh God. Lord have mercy. Somebody lift us up, because we are now officially.
I'm not happy, B. Jones. I'm not happy right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? That's the bad news. But now we get to get this ride started. We get the engine cranking up. Let's go. Hey, yo, here we go. Before we go on a ride, you know what you got to do. We need you to take your right hand. Everybody out there in TV land, pick your right hand up. Reach over your left shoulder. Grab that seat belt and pull it down. Click. Clack, it is time to go to work. Buckle up for this crazy ride. And by me buckle up, I mean it is time to show us some love. Let's work together as a family in unison and move a mountain. Ladies and gentlemen, we need your support. We call it the SLT Trinity, but there are 3 small things that you could do to influence this platform and help us to tackle the giants. That's right. On the count of 3, I'm going to do a lot of hooting and hollering. And I need you, number 1, smash that subscribe button, become a part of our family. Kevin and I, we are committed to being the best podcast, and we're gonna be the hardest working podcast in the game. I guarantee you that we're gonna give you all the content you need, and we're gonna give you some amazing stories. Number 2, we need you to hit that like button. Why? Because Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, they said that's how the algorithm work, and every time you hit the like button, this show will just bubble all the way up to the top. And number 3, last but not least, sharing is caring. People need to hear this story. No, real talk. There are somebody in your circle right now that work with you, go to the gym with you, that need to hear this story, because it can give them just that little extra nudge they need to accomplish their dreams and to do big things. So on the count of 3, hey, yo. Is Cedar Rapids going to show us some love? Is Iowa State going to show us some love? I mean, you got so many communities. Are they going to hold us down?
They're going to hold you down for sure. I'm telling you, subscribe, like, follow, 5-star, Spotify, Twitter, Instagram, done. We got it covered. Let's go.
Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Boo! Oh, that's my favorite part of the show. Kevin, we got all these new family members, all these people showing us some love. We appreciate you so much. If you smash that subscribe button, if you did any of those 3 things, Kevin and I, we consider you family. That's right. We don't do fans. We don't do followers. We take family to the heart. And if you did anything to help us out, we consider you family. And what is your favorite emoji you're using right now? What's something that you text the most out? What emoji is most popular in your world right now?
I've been dropping the fire emoji all the time, the rocket ship emoji, because everybody that I follow and love are up to awesome stuff, and probably the heart emoji a lot too. So the hand to heart emoji. Those are my
Kevin,
3.
Which one you want to go with?
Bang, bang, bang.
I like all 3 of those. Kevin, which one you want to go with?
And put all 3 of them in there, man.
Put all 3 emojis. If you did any of those 3 things, put all 3 of those emojis out there so Kevin and I can just reach out, give you a digital handshake, give you a digital hug, show you some love, and we want to tell them what, KT?
Thank you.
2 small words, 2 simple words that mean a lot to us. Hey, we've waited a long time for this to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I got my stomach in knots right now. Super excited. It is time for the Sports Life Talk initiation.
B. John, I'm still not happy that we lost again. Yeah. This is getting out of control. I think we like what?
12 and 20.
14 and 31?
Yeah, it's struggle. We on the struggle bus. It's all right. We're going to get it, though.
I don't know. Not before the end of this year. All right. And to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top 5 music artists.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It was hard to narrow them down, but let's go through it. DeVito, Lizzo, Lady Gaga, Dave Matthews Band, and Kygo.
Ooh, Dave Matthews. The Space Between.
That's sort of back to my Midwest roots, but there's a couple of bangers in there that I love, like Ants Marching. It's got a great beat. But yeah, and then I spent time in Africa, and Afrobeats was my entire, that was my number one on Spotify all last year. So I love DeVito.
Yeah, that's the only one I knew was DeVito on that list. Well, I knew Dave Matthews.
Lizzo.
Yeah, I know Lizzo. Yeah, Lizzo dope.
Okay, and then Kygo, he does a lot of, what was I going to say? Oh, house music. There you go. Remix.
Kevin, good luck with that list, though. That's an eclectic list, man.
This is easy, B. Jones.
That list is all over the place. All right, let's go. Here.
It's a year of the Mamba, and it's my dog, B. Jones. Dave Matthews, now I got that Space Between in my head.
Well, we got to pump it up after that.
Give her 24.
We give her 24. Perfect score. That's a perfect score, 24! God, dog, KT. That's a
perfect.
I don't know what she did to you, man. She got you giving her the 24.
We got in the fields.
You got. I'm listening when I get off here. All right. So, who is your favorite superhero and why?
Oh my gosh. So, okay, I couldn't pick one. And the superhero, what I love the most is like the hero's journey, Joseph Campbell, where it's like people go out on a huge adventure, they have self-discovery, and then they come back and they're a whole new person. So any storyline where people go out on an adventure, discover new stuff, come up against adversity, it's kind of like pretty much anyone's story that's ever been in sports, and then they come back and learn cool things. I always think of the Wizard of Oz quote though, so if you want somebody specific, Dorothy, where she has like the shoes on and they say, "You've always had the power, my dear, you just had to discover it for yourself." So that's one of my main quotes, but I apologize, I don't have a specific superhero, but hopefully everybody gets the gist. They probably can just look inside. Look in the mirror. It's the same thing. You can go on the journey and do it.
That's the point of the question. Somebody must be reading our playbook, KT, because that's why we asked the superhero question, because the superhero is inside of each and every one of us.
Oh my gosh.
So who do you look up to? Because who you look up to is a reflection of yourself.
Oh my gosh, I listened to this so many times, I didn't realize that, but yeah, I'm always thinking like, just look in the mirror, you've probably already gone through it yourself of all the triumphs and adversity and awesome new self-discovery. So I love pretty much any superhero that's been doing that.
All right, since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
Okay, my theme song is Good Morning by Max Frost. Do you guys know this one?
No, you think it's famous for it.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, you guys watched my little hoop video, I think, and it's on there. So it's about good morning. Every day is a new day. Anything's possible. That kind of vibe. And it's got a little.
Yeah. I like that song. That song kind of got me hyped up as well. So yeah, I like that track.
You can choose your day, how it goes. And I just love that. So anytime I hear that, I'm like, all right, we're up to cool things. Let's go.
All right. So if you could shadow anyone for a week and learn from them, they could be either dead or alive. Who would it be?
All right, so I'm choosing Barack Obama on this for so many reasons. Oh my God, you guys looked at me like, oh my gosh. Okay, Barack Obama, he's an elegant speaker. He's a visionary. He has a way of bringing communities together. And I think I could learn so much just hanging out with him. And he seems really cool and down to earth. And the last piece is I could hoop with him and we could just shoot around. So that's what I would love to spend a day with him.
But would you really go get a bucket on the former president though?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah.
But you got to be careful though. He's a lefty. So you got to be careful.
I was just going to say a southpaw. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why we could just play horse, because my defense non-existent, but I do like offense. So we could just play horse.
Yeah, that's if we ever get together, what we doing playing horse? I'm not playing you one-on-one to get embarrassed. He's going to try to record it. We're not doing it. All right. So we're going to produce a movie that's centered around you. The one thing that we're missing is a lead actress. Who should we get to play you in the story of your life?
Oh my gosh. She's not an actress, but she's a baller. So how about Jennifer Aizey? So I looked up to her growing up. Yeah. Well, she's got the dark hair, Olympian, and she was just so cool to look up to. So I guess she's not an actress or actor, but maybe she could be for this biopic.
Kevin, I came up with one.
Go ahead.
What do you got, KT?
She's not a actress either, but she does acting. Stephanie McMahon in the WWE.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Awesome. I had Olivia Munn. Really? Do y'all know who that is?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll have to look up some pictures. I appreciate both of these people are incredible. So I appreciate
that. We can afford Olivia Munn too, I think, KT.
I don't know, B. Jones. We may have to make her cousin or something. I don't think we can get Olivia Munn, but we can try. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, get ready to up your sports IQ. Joining us today is the one, the only, Ann O'Neill. So get hyped for top-tier analysis and epic sports banter. So B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Annie, okay.
I don't know that song. Y'all talking about Dave Matthews. I still been on this mic for the entire show. Hey, Ann O'Neill, A.O., welcome to the show. Welcome to the platform. This is a tremendous honor for us just to have you on here. You've done so much. And for those of you who don't know this name, I challenge you right now, go to your Twitter, whatever you call it, X, and type in, hey, Ann O'Neill, and follow her. Her content is crazy. She's a super supporter of the women's game. But the first video you go watch is going to put all of this into perspective, because she will walk you down right now and show you who she is, because she is the absolute truth. So before they run over there to Twitter and see your highlights for themselves, let's take them back to the beginning. All right, Ayo, when did you start playing basketball, and when did you fall in love with this game?
Oh my goodness. So I originally played soccer. I'm going to guess many of your athletes out there started with a different sport. And I was playing with all boys in the Olympic Development Program, which is ODP, pretty high elite for soccer. But guess what? I'm from Iowa originally, and it's so darn cold, you can't really play soccer in the winter. And I started playing basketball at a young age and really loved it. But I really went to a national AAU tournament, and I was probably about 5'7 at the time in sixth grade, fifth and sixth grade. And everyone that I was playing against was 6'1, 6'2, you know, from Minneapolis, New York, California. So they were just so much better than I was. And I was playing down low. Y'all, I was playing like a five position. And I was like, oh my gosh, these girls are so good. How can I be that good? So I came back and I immediately got in the gym, and I just was like, I got to go chase them. And so I always think that I always had that vision of whatever they could do, I wanted to try to be as good as them. So that was probably when I started falling in love for sure.
That's an interesting story, because I guess we never really thought about it. It had to start somewhere. So you was a natural soccer player. You picked up the basketball. How hard was it for you to develop and to transition? And because, I mean, the highlights right now speaks volumes. I mean,
you dope
on the rope right now. I mean, that thing, I was like, oh my goodness, skipped my loo on this thing. But how long did it take for you to gain those skills, to get crazy like that?
Well, I love that you're saying that, because you're talking about ball handling skills. And I'll tell a quick story for all your listeners out there and any of the athletes that are middle school, high school, even college. So I said I was like 5'7", 5'8". I was playing down low with my back behind the basket, back to the basket. And I went to a camp at the University of Iowa. Y'all probably know Iowa these days, and I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And I went there, and they were like, how tall is your dad? And I was like, 6 foot. And they're like, how tall is your mom? And I said, 5'2". And they looked right at me, and they said, you better work on your ball handling. And that was so good. I went home. All I did was dribble after that. And guess what? I only grew about 2 more inches from that time period. But I went from playing the post position out to playing point guard. And I knew if I wanted to be great, and I wanted to be elite, and I wanted to play with those amazing players, that I was going to have to dribble and get around people and get my shot off. So I always credit that one moment. I can remember it like, you know, I was 11 years old, and I remember it like it was yesterday. And so that's how I ended up starting to dribble so much.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Iowa, because I was over the recent last couple of years have taken the women's game to a different level. And I'm not just talking about Caitlin Clark, ladies and gentlemen. Iowa State has had a tournament type caliber team over the past decade as well. Yes. And I'm just to be, you know, fully transparent, I just didn't know Iowa was hooping like that. Y'all were showing me something. So did, when you grew up, was it like, did y'all kind of know, like, hey, we cold up here in Iowa? Like, the rest of the world is sleeping on us, but we got dogs out here in Iowa.
Oh, that's right. We do. The thing is, there's not a lot of distraction in Iowa, no matter like as big as Des Moines is or Cedar Rapids, there's not a lot of distraction. So if you got your eyes and vision set on a goal, you can achieve it. And so that's what happened at Iowa State and also Iowa. Now that you're everyone's seeing, you know, with Caitlin Clark and Lisa Bluter and the Iowa program, incredible. And then Iowa State in Ames, Iowa, we average over 10,000 fans per game. So that's usually about third or top five in the nation. And that's one of the reasons why I transferred there from the University of Illinois, and I transferred to Iowa State, is because guess what? Y'all play in front of, you practice every day, 2, 3, 4 hours all the time by yourself in the gym. And then when it was time to perform, that's why I absolutely loved being a Cyclone, is because the community was so supportive. Again, maybe there wasn't too much to do, but they love their Cyclone programs. Even the men's team is top 5 or 6 right now, I think, in the nation. So just incredible community all around. They love their basketball programs, and they're it's so fun to play because, again, you're playing in front of 10,000 fans every game.
And for all you football fans out there, Brock Purdy says hello.
That's right.
As well. Yeah. All right, so I wish we could talk basketball a lot longer, because like I said, I didn't really realize how dope you was until I watched it. My goodness. But we in 2024, we are definitely celebrating and paying homage to Kobe. We call it the year of the Mamba. For those of you that caught that, they caught the 24 and why 24 is so significant in this year. But in your hooping days, you got to give us a story about when you went blacked out, when you went crazy, went dumb, and just had your Mamba moment on the court. Can you give us that story?
Oh my gosh. I've had a couple of them, which is incredible. I've had an individual performance when I was in AAU, and I had a really bad back at that time and wasn't able to perform during the summer thing. Sometimes I'm telling y'all stories so then kids out there, they understand what's happening. So if you've ever been through an AAU circuit and weren't playing your best, at any time you can change your thoughts and create your future. And that was the time I had a rough go with my injuries. And all of a sudden I had my last final game of the AAU circuit. And I said, I'm going to make every shot I take. And I barely could move at that time. I was sleeping with like pillows under my knees and I was like slicking back my hair. I was like, I'll make every shot I take. I'd miss shot, I'd be like, I'm making every shot I take. I got in the game, don't remember any of it, but my friends told me after the game I scored like 50 some points and we won, but I don't remember one play of it. So you just can get in the zone, and that's what ends up happening. And then I'll tell you my favorite team story is right here. Is we were down 7 with 50 seconds to go. This is Iowa State in the Big 12 conference tournament. So down 7 with 50 seconds, you're pretty much toast at that point unless some miracles happen. Yeah. And that's what ended up happening, is we had a couple of plays, a couple of free throws, a couple of good defensive stops. But the final play that you see in that photo is one where all 5 people on the court were involved in the play. We had somebody block a shot, someone rebound a shot, someone dribbled up the court. They passed to me. I wasn't having the best game and I was about ready to try to go up for a jumper and tie it. And I looked over, and you know how y'all practice this day in and day out with your teammates. And I saw my friend streaking, you know, my teammate streaking down the court with her eyes like this. And I took one, and I was like, oh my God, she's going to make it like we do in practice all the time. So I popped it to her and she drains the 3, and that was the final result. So that is my favorite, like absolutely Mamba, like team moment, where you can, like, you're never out. Anything's always possible in either one of those scenarios. So I absolutely still love that moment. We still talk about it to this day, and she definitely drained it just like we had done hundreds of thousands of times in practice, but everyone on the court touched the ball. So that's my favorite for sure.
Please tell me that there's some video of this somewhere. I've got to see that play happen. That it sounds crazy. It sounds fun. But you know, we got to move the story forward. We got to talk about what's cooking with you right now, because you're doing so much. It's amazing how hard you are working right now to build a brand and to actually spread the gospel to women's game, and you're doing such a phenomenal job of it. But what inspired you to, once you put the basketball down, to say, hey, I'm going to pick up the microphone and really start to talk the game and give exposure and educate those who may not know as much as I do?
Yeah, I love that. I always love basketball. It's kind of a part of your life, you know, when you're doing that. It's hard to just completely separate. And I coached for a little bit at Division I as an assistant coach. for a couple of years, and then I got into commentating. And so I love that I had like that 360 degrees of being a player, being a coach, and then being on the sidelines calling the game, because you're seeing it a whole new perspective. And so I absolutely love doing broadcasting. The reason is you get to bring energy and you get to share people's stories, just like this podcast. You're sharing out other people's stories, and everyone can always learn, and then also understand why that game's important, why that team's important, why you should check that out. Oh, that player's good. And it just helps move the entire, makes it from basketball, like one-dimensional, to a full life, three-dimensional, five-dimensional story and atmosphere. And it makes you believe in magic. I really believe in that. So that's what I love. And it just feels like just as much of a production behind the scenes when you have the headphones on, and the teamwork that it takes with all the producers and directors and your co-pilot, the sideline reporters, as it does with an actual basketball team. So there's like two games going on no matter what at all times, but I absolutely love it. Most of the time it's about always telling the story, and you never know whose grandma is watching miles away and wants to check in.
Now, which one was more difficult, going in the gym, putting up 1,000 shots, or watching film and coming up with your own thoughts and your own takes and your own opinions to go out and color commentate a game?
Oh my gosh, I love it. They both have their challenges, but both of them are just as easy. I find myself getting up at 5 a.m. and studying game film and going to like your podcast. I came across your podcast because I was trying to research one of the coaches that I was going to be in one of the games. And so that's how we all got connected. But that was like so important to me, of being able to tell someone's story. So either one, they're both hard, but they're challenging, but they're always worth it. And you always want to get up and do it the next day. So I love both of them.
Well, you're doing an amazing job calling the games. I actually saw a couple of the highlights and some of the pictures of you on the sideline. Super, super, super dope. But you also take it a step further. You take it beyond the sidelines, and you actually get intimate with individuals on a one-on-one level. And you started your own mindset meditation and skill training business or consultation type service that allows you to help the athlete. And of course, over the past 5 years since COVID, I don't know how it all transpired, but mental health has been a really big part of this thing. And even so, to a point to where, you know, we find ourselves like thinking too hard. You talk about the AAU kids who are mentally exhausted. They're physically tired, but the mindset is such a big component in your success. How did that all come about? And tell us a little bit more about that consultation service. Or service.
I'll tell you a little bit about it. You know, it all comes back from my playing days. I always loved those moments, like the two I just told you about, of like, how do you get in the zone? How do you get in the flow where you're not thinking and you're just being greatness and along with all of your teammates, and you're really living out that future dream that you created? And so what showed up for me as I got older was meditation, and it really helped me create my future and the vision that I wanted to happen for the day, for the year, for a broadcast, whatever it was. And that really was the game changer. And I love science, so I believe anything that can happen in science. I'll tell you one quick science piece that'll help you guys, is, or all the listeners, is that your heart sends more signals to your brain than the brain sends to the rest of your body. So if you can get in your heart space and stop thinking so much, you can start to create that vision for your future. And what I think of when I work with elite athletes is, you practice for 2 to 3 to 4 hours a day, but what are you doing for the other 20 to 22 hours? What are you consuming? What are you thinking about? What emotions are you having during that time frame? And so we really work on those other hours that aren't necessarily skill development, because you open your phone and you're going to get bombarded with things and thoughts and everything like that. So we really work on the whole 24-hour landscape, not just the hours that you're being a high performer on the court.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta get that meditation world. You know who else needs some advice, though? You know who needs your advice more than anybody? The parents. I'm gonna tell you, hey yo, the athletes ain't the problem. The coaches ain't the problem. It's the parents on the sidelines who are causing more trauma and PTSD or PTSD to these kids than anybody. And what is your advice to the parents? Since you played basketball, you went through the AAU circuit, you actually coached basketball, and now you are watching it at a high, you know, your lens is all over the game. What is your advice to some of these parents during the summer when they're sitting on the sideline trying to tell a coach how to coach their baby at these tournaments?
Oh my gosh, I can't stop shaking my head enough because I completely experienced that as when I was an assistant coach at Division One, and what I observed from athletes and usually what they share, because that's some of the most pressure. Now with NIL, you've also added another layer to that because people have dollar signs in their eyes, and before it was just scholarship, but now there's even more added to it. And so that's why it's so, so important that how can you get into your own certain space and do your inner world, like we said about that superhero, you know, and you're your own superhero. And that's how do you get into those thoughts and centeredness. And for parents, oh my gosh, the more in the unknown you are, the more in the free, like the more free you are and the more free you can play just like throughout your day with less constraint, less pressure, people always perform better when there's just straight freedom. And that's just kind of the, and I don't know another word to say, but besides, if you just let something marinate, it will start to develop. I know that's like a cooking reference, but it will start to develop on its own if you just let things zen and simmer and have a little bit of freedom, tighten or loosen up the grips, and they will perform in the way that they need to perform. And the coach will be aligned with that too. I always think things weave together and are in alignment that way. But yeah, I totally have experienced. That's why I also created that consulting offering, because I saw so much happening off the court, on the court, and how do you work through the many, many things that are coming your way at all times.
Well, hey, yo, I know a book deal is coming your way, so I don't know if you ever thought about writing a book. I don't know if you ever thought about it, but it's coming your way pretty soon. But that was a cheesy teaser, because you talked about liking our podcast, and if for those who are out there right now that want to be like you, or they want to try to step in your mindset, what are some of the books you're reading, or what are some of the podcasts you're listening to that allows you to, you know, to tap into your creativity or to inspire you and motivate you to push you and you're more than welcome to say Sports Life Talk, because we know, you know what I'm saying, we know we make waves at them now, but real talk, what are some of the other shows that'll make it Sports Life Talk for sure, but who else is making an impact on you?
Oh gosh, you know, I'm a little bit of a neuroscience nerd, so I love anything. I studied with a guy who wrote a book called The Three Laws of Performance. And so it's all about how you use future-based language to create performance and not past-based language. So I definitely always recommend that. It's one that I still use to this day. That's called The Three Laws of Performance. That's a book, by the way, on Audible. Who else do I listen to? So many different people. I love The School of Greatness with Lewis Howes. I listen to anything by Dr. Joe Dispenza. If you've heard of him, they are actually really, really good friends. But I train with Dr. Joe Dispenza, and it's all about heart-brain coherence and neuroscience and all that kind of good stuff. And one other one I would say is The Mindful Athlete is a pretty incredible book, if you've heard of that one. So lots of good stuff. But I'm always trying to add new podcasts, new books, to make me think a little bit differently. I think sometimes people get stuck in the same square all the time. And the one thing, you don't have to believe in everything that somebody says. It's like, take the meat and leave the bones, but you got to try out everything, because there might be something just outside of your periphery that's really going to apply and really change your life that way.
All right, last question, because I know I kept them over a couple of minutes. All right, so looks what appears to be a surfboard in your background. Is that? Can you tell me about that device? And the only reason I'm curious about it is because I wanted you to tell the listeners, and you know, we know you work hard, but you got to play some. What are you doing for fun? What are you doing when you're not on the microphone, when you're not preparing for a game or training somebody? What are you doing for fun? And I'm hoping it has something to do with that surfboard looking like device behind you.
I love that. I love surfboard. Well, I do like water. That I love water and being warm and in the sun. That's why I moved from Iowa to be here in South Florida. I'm in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. It is a surfboard that, if you see in this red, it's actually a picture of like kind of a Buddha face. Let me see if I can pull it down a little bit. There you go. So it's like, again, more zen, more meditation. And I would say those things are literally what makes me happy. I love being in nature. I do love traveling. You guys got me on the truth there. I have traveled over 50 countries. So I always want to learn and experience new cultures. And usually I have a reason for giving back. I went to Bali 2 years ago. And last summer I was in Africa in 5 different countries giving back to underprivileged kids in 5 different countries. And it was just incredible, because you learn, you hang out with new people, you learn DeVito and Afrobeat, and you get to help kids. So I guess I would say that's probably one of the biggest things I love to spend my time with is just cool people that are up to awesome things like you guys.
I can't wait to see you like pull up to a red light listening to DeVito and Afro Beats and people in the car next to you like
I do. I do like boat rides and I'll put it on all the time. I have my own like 100 song playlist called Afro Beats, so that's it. And I have DeVito, I got lots of them on there. So it's a whole jam, and I couldn't have been more welcomed by that trip. So it was amazing. I loved it, and hopefully there's more in the future.
When we get off out, we're going to get some food advice from you. You've been to that many places. I know you know how to eat real good. All right, y'all. Here we go. Welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT, and now we're going to do a little one-on-one. And now AO is officially calling all the shots. The rules are super simple, and this is our version of Would You Rather, all right? So we're going to go 3 rounds, and in each round, KT and I both are going to give you an option or a scenario, okay? Whichever one of those hosts you select, Mouth of the South or the head coach, that person, that host will get a point. The first host to get 2 points or the best out of 3 will win this episode's game. And I want to let you know, if you are watching this, this is a very competitive situation, and it is not planned. We try to keep the options similar, but we don't know how we're going to go on this one. So, all right, KT, you the defending champion. Let's go.
All right. Would you rather become the owner of your own WNBA franchise or
would you rather become a Hall of Fame broadcaster? But this is the deal. For whatever team you choose, I'm going to let you pick the gambit.
Oh, okay. Broadcasting really got me there. And I love that, sharing stories. But I'm going to go with the head coach here because I love building teams. I love seeing how people can work together. And you have a whole organization where you're always aligned and up to the same goals. So I'm going to go with the head coach, although that was very close because broadcasting is very close there.
Well, close don't count. All right, here we go. Round 2. Let's go, KT.
You don't do Ann like that. You do anybody else like that. You don't do it. All right, round 2. Would you rather host your own food show where you travel the world interviewing other athletes and celebrities as they take you to their favorite place to eat in the towns that they grew up in, or...
Or since you already been around the world, I'm going to give you a documentary that we're going to put it on Netflix. The camera will be following you. We're going to see how you prepare, how you work. We're going to get to see you perform. But more or less, we're going to be able to get intimate with you in your lifestyle, in your comfort zone. And you're going to be able to showcase what makes you great and what makes this game great. And we're going to put it all on Netflix. We're going to call it Annie, Are You Okay?
Oh my gosh. Again, I can't be any okay. I don't know. Can we be any closer? Again, okay, but I'm going to go with Mouth of the South because I think if people follow me, they'll actually end up getting a lot of other people's awesome stories because that's what it'll all be about. But we'll be able to tailor it and then everyone can be able to see it. So I think I'm going with the Mouth of the South on that one.
See how easy that was? This game ain't that hard. All right, here we go.
Do I get bonus points if I give it to the right one? No.
Nah, you don't
get already lost bonus points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when we lost the moment of truth, you was already out of the bonus points game. All right, here we go. This is a fun part of the show because guess what? KT and I for round 3, we understand it's overtime and the tiebreaker. So we say let's take it away from the scenarios in which somebody can kind of choose one or which way. Okay. All right. For round 3, we stop doing the talking and we let our sneakers, our passion for shoes, do all the talking. As a matter of fact, yes. KT and I, Super Sneakerheads, we go live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all come hang out with us. We would love to have y'all on board. We talk sports. We talk life. We talk a little bit of everything. But during that show, I do a personal segment called The Drop, which I'm talking about new sneakers that need to come out. So our collection is crazy. All right, okay. Ayo.
I am so excited.
Before the show, we picked a pair of shoes out of our collection. We curated it. We said what would mean a lot to her. And on the count of 3, we're going to get you to say, hold that sneaker, and we're going to show you what we got, okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Hold that sneaker. Oh my god!
I had to go Iowa State. I had to take them back to our college days, KT.
Yeah, that's
coach,
a good.
Turn it around. Let me see what's on the other side. Oh, the inside? Okay. Oh my god. Okay. This is wild. What can we have an even or no?
No, I don't like them that much.
Okay. Okay. I'm going with the head coach because I like OC Green's my favorite color. And it's got a little purple. I love it.
I cannot believe I can't. I said, you know what? I'm going to show our alma mater some love.
Oh, it was so close, and I loved it. But my favorite color is teal, like the ocean, and there was a little purple and pink. You know, it's got some femme.
Yeah, this shoe had everything, BJ.
Do you guys send those to me so I can wear them?
Yeah, Coach, you're going to lift your car now. I bet you're going to lift your car. Look, we barely got the shoes ourselves.
Kevin, you're going to get them in a size 12 and 13. That's all.
Oh my God, so good.
Oh, and still champion B Jones.
God, congratulations, man. Congratulations. I hope y'all enjoying yourselves. I hope y'all enjoying yourselves.
I'm loving this, man. Let's go.
All right. Ayo, the title of this show is You Got Next, and it's all about spreading joy, spreading inspiration and positivity. But a part of that is about what's to come. The future is before us all, and your future is super bright. So, have you thought about your vision board? And if so, what do you see for yourself? What are you looking forward to most in your career? And what's up next for Ann O'Neill?
Oh, I love that. I keep a little vision board in a photo album on my phone. So I'll scroll through that all the time and make sure I'm creating my future. So I see lots of different things. I see myself hanging out with cool people like you guys. And that's always part of it, that you're hanging out with cool people. I'd love to do more broadcasting and sharing stories, bringing energy to the broadcast. I love coaching kids. So anytime I can coach and help them realize that anything's possible, their dreams are possible, I absolutely love that. And I love working with elite athletes and leaders and helping them get through that little mental hurdle and keeping them for 24 hours, keeping their thoughts and heart aligned to their vision. So a little bit of all of that and maybe a little more travel. Maybe I should come to Dallas and hang out with you guys. I got to try on those sneakers.
Oh. You had me kick him a try on the sneakers. But yeah, come on to Dallas. B. Jones paying for it. We got you.
No, I lost everything. I ain't paying for that. Let's be going to McDonald's.
Oh my gosh. I gotta join you on a live. I didn't realize you were doing that for the live during the weekday.
Hey, you are more than welcome. Okay, please. Yes, that'll be super fun.
Okay, I'm into that.
All right, so do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Oh my gosh. I mean, so many shout outs. There's so many people. I feel like everyone's helped me along my journey. My parents were just here and they love hoops. So they'll definitely be listening and watching in. They'll make sure they subscribe. Sister is super supportive. All the people at Iowa State, like Coach Bill Fenley and all my former teammates were amazing. And all the opportunities I was able to get in broadcasting so far goes to a lot of people that have worked at FAU, like Frank Forte, people that worked at the American Conference USA, and oh my gosh, ESPN, and gosh, there's just so many shout outs. I could go on forever, and you guys mostly for having me on here.
Now, the funny thing is, we had somebody that came on the show and we joke with him all the time. He gave like 15 minutes worth of shout outs.
Oh my God. I was like, no, we'll scroll through everybody I know.
I had to cut it off and it was like a separate episode, but it was dope.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
All right, so this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Dan, who are you calling out? Who should have next?
Okay. Well, you guys know I can't follow rules really well, so I've got two. So my first one is Corey Black. He actually lives in Dallas, so I figured you guys would really get along. He used to be a former baller, and now he's head of the American Conference, so Rice, USF, Tulane, all those guys for broadcasting. And I think he'd be really incredible, awesome guy. I've really gotten to know him a lot over the last year. And I'm also going to say Ko Longbay, who coaches at Slam Academy in Miami area. And he's amazing. He works AAU circuits. He's been coaching for a long time. And I got to be co-commissioner of the Jimmy Butler camp with him and really was able to have some really incredible conversations with Ko. So I think he'd be an amazing one for you guys to talk to as well.
Columbay.
Corey, yeah.
Hey, y'all, let the world know that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched, and you are officially on the clock to come on our show and tell your story in the year of the Mamba. Kevin, I'm super excited about that one. I can't wait to get you guys on, so we will be reaching out to you in the very, very near future. But, Ann, Oh, Neil, the pistol, the soul snatcher. You got next. You are the truth. I love everything about you, coach. You just super dope. Your energy, your charisma, your authenticity. You are one of one. You are a trailblazer. You are icon, extraordinary, and elite. You deserve Oh my God, back at it again. Yeah. I love this show, ladies and gentlemen. We love y'all. We want to thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next. We couldn't do this without you, so we're going to beg you one more time. I'm like boys to men. I'm down on bending knees. Right now, smash that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Share this episode with all of your people and tap in with us on our social media platforms at Sports Life Talk, all one word. We the only Sports Life Talk out there, so I promise you, we easy to find. And let's get this momentum going, y'all. I'm telling you, if either you win with us or you watch us win, but either way, the future's coming. And check this out: if you want to be on the show, Corey Black and Colombe, they already got their love, so they coming on the show. But you too can be on the show if you got a story. Go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. It's on the screen for those of you watching this on YouTube. But go to sltyougotnext.com. Click on the nominate tab and just tell us a little bit about yourself. Why you feel like you got next? Why you feel like you dope? KT will reach out to you, and we will schedule an audition to allow you to be on the show. And listen, for all my podcast heads out there, I love listening to the show in the car. You too, we thank y'all for watching it as well. But for all my podcast heads, don't forget to download the You Got Next podcast, as she mentioned earlier today, on Spotify or Apple. Take You Got Next on the road with you, in the car, in the gym, in the kitchen, and you can listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones, and the velvet tones of the head coach, KT. Kev, congratulations. You had a quasi-decent episode. I'm just glad we got on the show. I feel like a winner just because of the guests. But don't worry, y'all. We're going to get better with the moment of truth. Y'all keep watching. We got 180 episodes coming this year, and we're going to get better. Right now, we 45 episodes in, and it's a struggle. But don't worry. We will get better. All right, Kev. Let's go home.
And thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Oh my God. This was, you guys, I've never been on a podcast or a video where I've smiled nonstop. I'm going to have to massage my cheeks. I had so much fun. The energy was so hype. You guys just bring such a dynamic conversation and energy and insights to so many. And I'm so grateful to be here. And I would hang out with you every week if you had me. So hopefully we can do it again.
You better be careful what you ask for.
You ain't lying. Don't threaten us with a good time.
I'll try to think of more truths than a lie for you.
There it is. But you know what? It's only one thing left to say. You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. Guys, Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know, your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working, like in due time. I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Life Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Life Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, just a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah. If you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this.